Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers, now with us. Okay. Tom, that was hard for me to stomach. I'm sure for you as well. Looking bright side, though, your guys responded pretty darn well from a pretty bad start.
Oh, absolutely. Like I just told the guys, if we'd lost that thing in a shootout, we wouldn't feel as brutal. And the bottom line, it would have been the same result. They got 1 point. Our 2 points, we would have got one. So that's kind of how I look at it. I just thought our guys showed some character right there, how we bounced back, how we came back, and how we chipped away. So you got to look at the big picture.
Obviously.
Yeah, it sucks losing the game, but it is what it is. Yeah. I mean, we did a lot of good things.
Yep. Who knows how that game finishes out if you don't get that one there to cut it to 3-1 with 2 seconds left. That was a game changer, wasn't it?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, no question. You go into the locker room, you're feeling pretty good about yourself, and all we told our guys, just don't worry about it. Just make sure you win the second period. Even if it's 1-0, we said, don't worry about it. Just win the second period, and we're in a good place, obviously, in the third. You know, so that's kind of how we looked at it, Schulte.
I had asked Kyle Loft, you give up two power play goals there in that first period. He goes, I don't think the penalty kill played that poorly. It's just they happen to convert. That's how this game works sometimes. But I thought it was important, though, the rest of the way, you didn't head back to the penalty box.
Well, whatever, but Lufty's right. I mean, cripe, the first one was they tried going up the wall. They forced the puck up the wall, went off Yuppie's skate right to Roy. And then the second one, hey, you know what? The bottom line was we didn't pick up a guy in the back check, but it was not anything with our penalty killing structure. It was just we didn't pick up a guy in the back check, and he was uncontested.
They didn't have a sniff offensively in the 3-on-3 there until they scored. I thought you guys manage line changes well there in overtime. I thought you took care of things, and again you get on a rush on 3-on-3 with all sorts of open ice and bad things can happen, right?
Yeah, no question, Schultz. It's just we should have closed a little quicker on him right there, and we didn't. And we gave him, I think we honored him too much and gave him too much ice. I'll look at it on film, but that's kind of how I looked at it.
See you tomorrow night, Tom.
All right.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, here on our Paul Bunting Communications postgame show. Final score here, Lakers 4, Beavers 3 in 3-on-3 overtime.